Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So then I call manager No. Man, that's what his name.
No.
Dick No. All right? Dick H. Rich, No.
Richard
Dick H. No.
No,
the manager at the local branch, who says no. So you say, good morning. No.
Now introducing the Renault Military Coup.
On the weekends, take it to Lake Titicaca.
Yes, exactly.
Take your Renault Military Coup to Lake Titicaca. The back seat folds down to hide your assault weapons. All right.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. So I was watching, you are muted now. Press shift and command.
Mike, can you hear me? We should be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
We can hear you as well.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. So I was thinking about lighting, and I might play with that because every day it's kind of an adventure in here. And
sure.
I was looking at Chris Cuomo last night on CNN. You know, I've got a man crush on him.
Yes.
I've had a man crush on him for a long time. And I'm noticing, you know, that his home lighting and, of course, his TV lighting, you know, they must pay people a lot of money to do lighting in those big TV networks.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I have day rates. It's a special thing. Roughly $3,000.
Really?
Wow. Just lighting.
How much? What is $3,000?
Half day rate for lighting is $3,000.
For them to come in and set the lights?
Yes. To stay for a half effing day.
Really?
Yeah, no, we don't get paid that. We've never gotten paid that. We've paid other people to come do that for us, for other
but
clients.
If you have a little webcam like I have down here,
yes.
Not a professional camera.
Yes.
But if they came down and lit this studio, if I wanted them to really make it look good and we had a better camera like you guys, like you have up in Washington, D.C., that would cost me $3,000 to do that?
Well, that would cost you
Did you watch them do this when you did your ESPN stuff and take notes?
No, so I did the ESPN stuff. So I did that.
Oh, you lit the ESPN stuff?
So Fox has roughly... Fox.
So what did you do with the $3,000?
No, I don't get paid that. When we heard that, we didn't hire the person to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're like, oh, no, we'll figure this out.
Mike, now I see.
That's good. So that's a good ESPN, slim fast keto shake right there.
For that ESPN live shot, there's roughly $30,000 worth of equipment in his home.
There's $30,000 worth of equipment?
ESPN equipment in his home.
Can you steal any of it?
No, I can't steal any of it. Are you kidding me?
How much is his camera?
His camera of all cameras is the same camera you have.
The Logitech one?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the same Logitech one.
Does it look a lot better with all the equipment he's got in there?
It looks the same. It's upscaled. It's upscaled at the switcher and then sent to Bristol.
Explain upscale. Oh.
So right now, we take our broadcast and we put it into the switcher and upscale it. So it's this broadcast, this screenshot at least, is at a lower resolution and we upscale it so it looks better on the web than it traditionally would.
Isn't this fascinating? I hope
actually it is.
I hope listeners are somewhat interested in the way we do our little thing. We're kind of nerds. We like it. We like to talk about this stuff.
So does the lighting change? Absolutely. But the lighting that you have, okay, let's say one of these little lights in the studio that give you color temperature lights. That podcast Phil Jones, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So one of those lights is $700 to $800, one of them.
That's a racket.
Yeah, it takes roughly, when just in the studio, there are five of those lights, plus two other lights just in the studio for this studio setup.
Okay.
So,
all right.
To answer your question, we can buy all of this down there, but you also need someone to run it and man it because it changes all the time.
Yeah, like the one I have here.
Yes, yes. So it changes. You know. It changes.
But your
all
vanity
the time.
Light is not. It's not anywhere near as cool as the studio ones that Oscar has because they actually can change the temperature of the color with a wheel. It's fascinating to watch it work.
So
like a really cold light or an even warm light.
Mike's vanity light does do that.
Oh, it does.
It does change the color. It's just a matter of
turn it onto a really warm light.
Yeah, you can turn.
All right.
So it looks like he has a tan.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
Ooh. See?
I'm Mr. Snow.
Is that warmer or cooler?
That looks cooler, maybe.
Yeah. See? There you go.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, boy, what a cruise we're having out here.
Sunny day.
It's the Tony Bennett day. Cruise.
How y'all doing today? We have day.
It's a sunny day.
Oscar, is this a little too bright for you?
I guess the misnomer is that the nicer camera
let's do this one.
Will solve all the issues.
I can't even breathe. Oh, my God, my light.
The nicer camera will actually look great in the long run, but it costs infinitely more money to light the nicer camera because of logistics.
Let me go turn that light.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, Bruce.
In fact,
Would you say that money is wiser spent on lighting or camera?
Oh,
if you had X number of dollars.
If I had unlimited dollars, I'd
Let's say you're limited and you needed to put your money towards one technology.
I would spend
you got to go with the camera.
No,
I'd
spend the money on the lighting.
You see, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can really...
I'd spend the money on Slim Fast keto shakes.
Mmm.
Does it taste like a milkshake?
Yeah, it tastes like chocolate milk.
Wow. Okay.
Like a Yoo-hoo.
Does it bring all the boys to your yard?
What? I don't get it.
Because it's your milkshake.
Yeah.
It brings all your boys to the yard.
Yeah,
Missy
baby.
Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
You play it for him. You can play it for him.
It was a
can
rare.
Can you explain it to me again? Because I'm really kind of disheveled today.
You should play it for him.
I don't even know if I have it. It was a rare hip-hop reference that I made.
YouTube. Like, I think.
Oh, don't bother. All right. Well, now I know why I don't got it. Now I know why I didn't get it. Yeah, it's fine. I don't need Don't go through hoops. Get that crap on there for me. I don't need it.
How dare you?
How dare you, Mr. President? So I have some news about my own. I don't think I've talked about it, but I've been trying to sell my car, my fast car that I
you mentioned
need.
It.
You said it was a bad time to sell.
I have successfully sold it for much less than I paid for it. And so I'm going through
fire sale.
I'm going through a website to sell it,
mm-hmm.
and the transaction is winding down, and it looks like it's going to happen. So, but there was a payoff involved where I was what you call upside down, because when mm-hmm. I bought the Dodge Challenger, I took my Subaru and I rolled that into the Dodge Challenger.
Right.
And the Dodge Challenger was expensive, and the mm-hmm. Subaru was not, but I still owed because we financed the entire Subaru, because we do that in these terrible times that we live in. And so I was upside down. So I've had to pay off this car before I sell it to this guy, and I had to pay it down to get it under what the payoff was, you know, all that stuff.
Sure.
Let me just say, to the people at the branch Bank and Trust Company, the known throughout the country as BB&T.
Oh,
I didn't know that's what it stood for. That's fascinating.
You suck with a capital. Let me explain something. All right, faxing. All right, faxing technology. I don't have even a hard line in my home anymore. When you tell me that the only way that I can get a 10-day payoff letter is by requesting via fax and then getting your fax, when we live in a world of electronic communication, and I guess somebody sued your wimpy bank ass a long time ago because you didn't have a hard copy, but the hoops I had to go through to get this information, and ultimately I was unsuccessful. They just accepted the information I did have at the place where I'm selling my car. But to the BB&T, you know, and by the way, all you need to know about BB&T is that they chose not to go with a generic voice for their automated answer person, all right? So what you get is, we're real sorry that the time we've got to get, like where they're in Pennsylvania or wherever the f*** they're based.
Mm. Do you think they're trying to be folksy or lazy?
They're lazy. They didn't go, and they're cheap. They didn't go out and hire a regular like announcer to do it, which they should. They got Betty from HR probably to come up after she ate her friggin' donut and record the voicemail message.
I hate Betty.
And it's like, during this COVID time, times are a little longer. I don't need that. You know, we have to be called that.
I was so done with BB&T, you know.
As a known banker in the past, my first account, I think at WVU was BB&T because that's what they have there.
Yes. Well, they're banks. They're big banks. They're big national banks. They're Satan. They're like big insurance, big health, big oil, big anything. They're such tentacle-laden corporations, monstrosities, where it's all about the rules. Well, we don't do that. So the guy on the 800 number, like 3 days ago, says, well, you could go down to your local branch and ask them for a letter, and they'll generate, and you can pick it up at the drive-thru window. So then I call manager No. That's what his name.
No.
Dick No. All right? Dick H. Rich, No.
Richard
Dick H. No.
No,
the manager at the local branch, who says no. So you say, good morning. No.
Doctor,
that's
no.
That's the way the exchange went. Rob, we can do a playlist. You're me calling the local branch down here in Florida, and I'm going to be Dick H. No, the manager of the bank that I'm calling right now, okay? Hello, this is the BB&T No Bank. Hello.
Good morning. This is Mike O'Mara.
No.
I have a few questions about trying to satisfy a loan that I have with BB&T.
I don't know if I'll be able to answer them, but I can try.
Could you email me the paperwork I need to fill out?
That's a problem. That's going to be a problem.
Oh, so it's not a problem.
I'm Dick No. Would you like to know why it's going to be a problem?
Yes, Mr. No, why?
Because I want it to be.
So I was wondering.
By the way, this statistic, which is a daily interest rate calculated for a 10-day payoff letter, is extraordinarily easy to generate. But I'm Dick H. No, and I can't do it for you.
You can give me that statistic. I just need that percentage rate. Can you tell me that?
No, I won't be able to do anything for you until you actually drive to the bank and get into the line where Betty Helpful is. Betty Helpful is
Elizabeth
the opposite
Helpful.
Of Dick H. No. And Betty Helpful will actually talk and call and make people wait that were in back of me in the drive-thru, and then generate a piece of paper that they'll finally accept at the car place where I'm selling my car without any help. Because if I believe that if Dick H. No was even on the property, Betty Helpful would have been stifled and would not have been able to do her job.
Wait. You're not selling it to a private buyer?
Selling it to a private buyer through
but
a car
going
service.
Service, yeah.
Which I recommend highly, because you get all the proper paperwork and everything is all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Give us the name. Tell us how to do it.
Yeah. Huh?
What is it, Auto Trader?
No, I don't want to. I'll reveal it after everything's done. I'm nervous about it.
Oh, you don't want to?
Not Auto Trader.
You want to make sure all the...
There are not many of them. You can guess three of them and be all set.
It's I didn't know.
Okay, well, I mean, but I will tell you the process. By the way, the big enchilada will be when I get the final paperwork and see how much of the bite they take out of
the commission,
sale.
Yeah.
But I think it's on the other. I think it's on the buyer's end that they take the bite. I think. I'll find out. I'll know in like 2 days.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not even asking because I'm afraid to.
I want to know.
We're going to take 17% of the price of the car.
And we still own the car.
And if you want any more details on it, call Dick H. No. At the Branch Bank and Trust. I think it's Branch Bank.
Do you remember back at the Christmas party when Dick No and Betty Helpful were making out?
I'm fascinated to know.
That was actually Betty No.
Looking back at your purchase, your short-lived purchase, and the quick sale, to any other man or woman that's sitting, you know, God willing, they're in a space, and if they're lucky enough to be so, especially with this current economy, to say, hey, I'm looking for a car, or I'm thinking about getting a car.
Before everything hit the fan, and I was filled with hope, and I was filled with excitement, and I said,
optimism.
This is pre-Christmas, and I'm sitting there, and I go with my son on a Saturday, and I'm like, yeah, and by the way, I was not Dick H. No when I went to this car dealership. I was Johnny Yes Man. 7% interest, Johnny Yes. Yeah. Give it to me. Bring it. Roll the crows to the car. Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. What's the retail price? Hey, we're going to give you $2,000 more on that. Yeah, go ahead. Give it to me. Yeah. Give it to me. Come on. Kiss me. I'm going to bend. There you go. Take it. I'm Johnny Yes Man.
Remember Christmas of 2019 when we thought 2020 was going to be great?
any advice?
Wow.
To the listener right now, it's like, man,
there might be considering an impulse buy.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you asked, Oscar. Yeah, I am so glad you asked that because I am filled with advice, okay? Let me step back a little bit here and go, don't do it. Don't make it. Do not buy an automobile on emotion. That's what they capitalize on.
Yes.
But you're foolish. Let me explain. Car dealers make their money by getting you to pay more, even over a long period of time, than you really should. And if you are rushing the process and they sense that, or they smell that, like you bring your son in on a Saturday and you're giddy and thoughtless and mindless, you will end up overpaying on not only the car price, but the interest rate on your loan.
Yeah.
And then when you sit there at the very end, they will put in front of you a car payment. And the feeling you will have is the feeling I had, which is, well, I'm getting screwed, but I've gone this far.
Yep.
And then you will drive out of the dealership and you will show the car to your wife, who will go, meh, meh. And then your wife, who helps pay the bills, will notice what your car payment is. And the day that happens, you are no longer Johnny S. You are Johnny I'm sorry. And then you will spend the rest of your life trying to sell the car. And therefore, I mean,
we've all been there. They capitalize on your eagerness and the fact that I would say the three of us, we all lack a certain amount of patience.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to get to the end. And once you're invested, it's just like, I'll sign.
Just give me the details.
And then once it's done, there will be no more eight cilinders in the America household. No. It will not exist. It will be back to the single car. Oh, you chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. Yes, you chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang. Then four cylinders. Yeah, that's where we are. It was a difficult process to finally. And I
save a lot of money on gasoline.
I don't mind.
During COVID, I've been working on getting rid of it.
A solid conversation because it's tough. It's tough to just rip off that Band-Aid.
It is.
It's tough to rip off bands because you get things like no payments now. They're doing this. No payments for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, make no mistake. You will pay for that car at the end on that 6 months.
When the car
is rusted and bottomed out and it doesn't look as pretty. And maybe it's been out in the sun.
The 82-month financing.
Financing, yeah.
Right, 82 months. You will be. You'll pay for this car until you are dead.
Right.
You will hang from the neck until you are dead with these car payments.
But if you're in a position, let's be fair here, know that you will be upside down on that vehicle at the end. But if you were in a position that you needed a new vehicle for 0%, that's a pretty damn good deal that doesn't exist ever.
You know, I've been on this a little bit, Oscar. I've been on this. As a matter of fact, I wrote a letter to all the major automakers, all of them. And it was a generic letter, and I sent it. It was the Mike O'Mara proposal. Free cars.
That's a good one.
They've made an amazing profit on the profits they've made, even since the big crash when they got bailed out, and then they came back and they paid it back. Free cars for everybody.
Free cars for kids.
A letter back from Ford. Ford was the first one to respond to me. Dear Mr. O'Mara, please check in with your local mental health care facility. Do not bother us anymore, you silly ass.
Are you saying they have so many that they could give some away?
I think they could give some cars away to first responders and people on the front lines. Give them people who are driving into hospitals every day, as opposed to just standing out there and clapping, or you know, which I think is wonderful. When people hang out their windows, is everything all right? Are we okay here? What's going on?
I'm just fixing the EQs here.
Just both of you are in your seats. What are you doing, Rob? What are you doing?
I'm coming up with a music bed that you're going to like in a second.
All right, very good.
Because
I didn't know what you were doing. I wasn't.
Everyone is going to get a new car.
It's a new car. That's right. Free cars. I got it. Mine sounds better. All right. Hey, what do you want? Hey, Ford Motor Company. I'm Mike O'Mara. I wonder if you could listen to my FC letter that I've sent to you. What's that? Free car. It's a free car. That's right. If you're driving to the hospital and you're a nurse, you might need some new wheels. How about a brand new Pontiac Pontiac?
Oh,
the Pontiac,
a great car.
Pontiac is that they make they don't make Pontiacs anymore, do they?
No, that's like Nebraska City, Nebraska. It's the Pontiac.
How about this
Pontiac
one? How about that? It's a brand new Saturn.
Nice.
No, Saturn's dead. Saturn's dead.
They don't make Saturns.
Yeah, but they
anymore,
make. Right? What about, how about this Pontiac Aztec?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
It's the brand new Pontiac Aztec. The Pontiac Aztec with extra thin wheels. Extra thin wheels. Tires with no treads. Yeah, the Pontiac Aztec. It's a brand new Ford Fiesta.
Oh, it's a great car.
From 1982. Yeah. The 1982 Ford Fiesta. Front wheel drive. It weighs 8 pounds. That's right. It weighs the same amount of weight as a decent bass. All right. I'm sorry.
You're not going to give away any Chevettes, Mike? Chevrolet Chevette?
The Chevy Chevette! It's a brand new Chevy Chevette. The Ford Pinto.
Oh.
Yes, sirree. The
My
first models
one
of Hyundais. But now are all rotted out.
Rotted out.
Sheet metal rust. All right. Thinking of other bad
that
cars
new,
that we've got.
What is it? Dotson. Dotson.
The Dotson B210 pickup. That's right. Mike O'Meara and Joey Pasker going down to the ground round on a Saturday night and turning his windshield wiper spray around to spray that pinprick of spray water onto the unsuspecting customers. It's the AMC Gremlin. Yeah, and the AMC Pacer.
Both great. And Mike, do you think any international companies would get in it? Because I would love to see a free Renault Lay car.
Oh, it's a Renault Lay car right next to the Yugo.
Oh, the Yugo.
The Yugo. Yeah, there have been a lot of crappy
Renault
cars.
Is back.
Renault.
Baby. Yeah.
I drove a Renault.
Yeah.
I drove a Peugeot.
A Peugeot.
For free.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
I drove, that was one of my first free DJ cars. Well, in fact, the first free DJ car I got was a Peugeot. It was great
my
back
in the
day.
My father has a Renault SUV in Bolivia. I kid you not. They have new
you
models.
Chitty chitty bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Yes. We love you. It's a.
I know. Oh,
say that again.
Us.
A Renault SUV
in Bolivia.
In Bolivia.
Yeah.
That's a. Up in that car right now. It's the Renault.
Yeah.
It's the Renault. The Renault SUV in Bolivia. That's
Mike, definitely extra thin tires on that.
Are you looking for a sensible family vehicle to take on your weekend in Bolivia? The Renault SUV Bolivia edition. Plenty of room in the back for those beautifully colored blankets. I don't know.
You know what the name of the model is, Mike? It's the Coup.
Mike,
it's the Renault Coup.
He takes
the Renault. Is it? You got to spice it up a little bit, right? And now introducing the Renault Military Coup.
On the weekends, take it to Lake Titicaca.
Yes, exactly.
Take your Renault Military Coup to Lake Titicaca. The back seat folds down to hide your assault weapons. All right. Very good. All right. We got to get out of here. All right. So, moral of the story today, don't buy a car. Hi. I'm Mike O'Meara. We can start the goddamn show now. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi there. Are you a large person? Pleasantly plump? A little on the hefty side, perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat? When you go jogging, do you leave potholes? When you make love, do you have to give directions? At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts? Do you look at a menu and say, okay? Well, now you can eat all you want, because at Thornton Melon's tall and fat stores, we've got you covered. And for you ladies, we have caftans, boo-boos, and our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns. Yes, we have miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Melon. If you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people.
You will see the final bottom line requires the factoring in of not just the material and construction costs, but also the architect's fees and the costs of land servicing.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Like what, for instance?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to grease the local politicians for the sudden zoning problems that have come up. Then there's a kickback to the carpenters. And if you plan on using any cement in this building, I'm sure the team should like to have a little chat with you. And that'll cost you. Oh, and don't forget a little something for the building inspectors. Then there's a long-term cost, such as waste disposal. I don't know if you're familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
That'll be quite enough, Mr. Mellon. Maybe bribes and kickbacks and mafia payoffs are how you do business. But they are not part of the legitimate business world.
Land?
And they're certainly not part of anything I'm teaching in this class. Do I make myself clear?
Sorry, just trying to help, that's all.
Now, the next question for us is where to build our factory.
How about Fantasyland?
Are you waiting for me?
Yes, I was. Look, I know I'm only a freshman, but what do you say you and I have dinner tonight? We could talk about Joyce. She's my favorite writer.
Well, you're not the usual freshman, but I'm sorry I can't. Actually, I'd like to join you, but I have class tonight.
How about tomorrow night?
I have class then, too.
I'll tell you what, then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
So she was taking notes for Mr. Mellon, and she was taking notes for Ed Rooney in that other.
Yeah, Ferris, you know, and she sounds a lot like Betty Helpful, doesn't she?
Betty Helpful, yes. I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon. By the way, that movie, 80s, right? A 1980s movie, probably?
Yeah,
with Rodney Dangerfield and Robert Downey Jr. on the same set. No, there weren't any drugs going on during the filming of that. You really want to go back and watch a movie that probably had its own plane flying in from Columbia to drop off the crap for the actors in that movie. Mm. Just take a look at the behavior of them, because they were all, you will notice that a lot of them are really awake when they're doing their scenes.
But also, don't you think
did I mention Sam Kinison?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sam Kinison,
I forgot about that.
Back to school. No drugs. No drugs at all involved
but
in the
also,
production of that.
But also, Rodney appears to be trying to fool us in that he's not on drugs. He didn't do that in Caddyshack.
No, Caddyshack, he is. He's like, but he's still a little bouncy. Hey, how you doing? We are live from the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. All the way from Alameda, California to Kalamazoo, Michigan, Nebraska City, Nebraska, Schulenburg, Texas. I'm going to Schulenburg, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. Yellow Springs, Ohio, Copenhagen, Denmark. I don't know why I want to go to Copenhagen. I just want to go. It sounds very cosmopolitan. I'd like to travel, but I won't. Anyway, the show today.
You want to go to Fantasyland?
Fantasyland. How about Fantasyland? I don't even like to go to Disney. I live in Florida. Mother's Day is fast approaching. What are you getting, Mom? What about the gift of memories? Ensure that your family's legacy is digitally preserved. There is no better gift. Legacy Box helps bring new life to your old media by unlocking those trapped family memories and putting them on a modern digital format that's easy to use. Legacy Box is the way for you to preserve your past, and you can do it from your home. Rob Spiewak is holding up in his giant hand a thumb drive. Now, I know it might look like a keto urine testing strip right now, but that's a thumb drive.
It just has big thumbs. And it's a very cool thumb drive. It's a metal thumb drive that I got from Legacy Box. Keep it on a keychain. On this, it's the birth of both of my children.
Oh, I can wonderful.
I can pop it in my computer anytime and watch them when they listen to me.
Oh, that's right,
exciting.
Here. Sweet.
Legacy Box has the world's largest, it is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, and has helped over 750,000 families digitally preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas.
So great.
Win the Favorite Kid Award this Mother's Day by giving your mom a present she'll never forget. For a limited time, Legacy Box is running a 50% off Mother's Day special. Great thing to do during these times. Get her, you know, send it to her. It would be fantastic.
And a great virtual way to get a present to mom that you don't have to visit her because you got to protect mom.
Order your Legacy Box today to take advantage of this incredible offer. This is one of the best discounts they've ever offered. Legacy Box is perfect for you or for someone you love. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Great to be with you again as we trundle through. And,
yes.
I heard from a couple of my pundits that I tend to work that I tend to watch at night that we're kind of on our own, but that's okay. You know, what? What was that? Hello? Car? Somebody at the door?
Calls coming from inside the house.
It's good, God, Oscar. It's in the house. Oh no, it's in the house. Oh,
Mike,
no.
At your front door is Governor
That's
DeSantis.
Not, don't play taps. What? What?
Governor DeSantis is at your front door to say everything's going to be okay.
It's all right. I'm just doing a show. Just doing a show in my house. Let's get to Frankie.
I missed that.
Yeah, and you got another dog coming too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soon it's going to be
anyway, Winslow. Yeah, that's Winslow. We saw a video of Winslow. Winslow. Carly got mad at me. I said, "Are these dogs stunted?" She's like, "What do you mean?" I said,
"They just look
They look a little underdeveloped for like that stage of puppyhood."
But
you know
what
I mean?
How many weeks in?
Like a week and 8 days. Or so. That would be 2 weeks and one
they're
day.
They're just crawling all over each other, probably.
Yeah, a week and eight days.
They still look like rabbits at that age. They're fine.
Well,
they're
when did you ever get a puppy from birth?
I did.
You got a puppy Santos. From birth?
Yeah, he was the worst.
Have you gotten
dog.
A puppy from birth, Rob? When did you get Linus?
No, Linus, I met him at
Linus
6 weeks.
Linus was 40, wasn't he, when you
no,
got
I
him?
No, I met him at 6 weeks, got him at 8 weeks.
You got him off the dead and scratch pile, be honest.
I got him at Marshall's.
I wish we'd gotten ours. You know. By the way, sell your car, Mike, but let's get a Boston Terrier. You know, ka-ching, ka-ching.
What's the financing on the dog?
The financing, yeah, exactly. 7.8%.
We got Santos, and his original name was Wally. We got him.
You know what? My original, Winslow's original name was Dakota.
Yeah.
Linus was Mikey.
Mikey's more normal.
That is, that's a better dog name.
I like Mikey.
Mikey's right. All right.
So. Dakota. We went with Linus. Savannah. Dakota. Shane. You know, Western Star, Silverado.
My dog, Roy Rogers.
Sagebrush. All those names. Why do people give their... Isn't there like a whole culture in this country of like Western names that
come
we
here,
get?
Silverado! Yeah.
Come on, Silverado! Come on, Tombstone! Tombstone, your food's getting... Tombstone, your food's getting cold.
The Dollywood showbiz names.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dolly would be a good girl dog name. Dolly. Dolly!
And Tucker and Tyler. And, you know, actually the dogs' names, standard dogs' names, have been relatively consistent, I believe, over the years. Oh. I think they have. Mm. I think you've gotten dogs' names that are pretty straight ahead. Spot. Rover,
I like
maybe not
Winslow,
Fido,
though.
But
well,
what's
Fido
that?
is more of a cliche. It comes from fidelity, meaning like loyal. So I mean, I think it's more of a joke name. I've never actually seen a dog named Fido.
I like that you picked Winslow because it could be a human name.
Right, you've always done human name dogs,
I like
haven't you,
dogs
Mike?
That have human names.
All right, I've got top 100 boy dog names.
All right.
This is from the AKC, so I think this is a fairly valid.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fairly valid naming site for dogs. So here we go. If you're lucky, you'll meet your dog, mm-hmm. get to know him a bit, and come up with an inspired choice. But I don't know if these are ranked. No, they're. Okay. It looks like they're alphabetical. So I'll go across the top. Ace.
Okay.
All right. That's a dog. Ace would be a dog that got laid a lot.
Elvis.
Elvis. All right.
Mm. Otis. You didn't have a dog named Otis?
My mom's sweet dog, Otis. He was great.
That's a great name. Named after Otis from Mayberry?
No, I think he was named after Otis Redding, actually.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Yes.
Ace, Apollo, Bailey, Bandit, Baxter, Bear, Bo, Benji, Benny, Bentley, Blue, Bo, Boomer. And by the way, there's a B-E-A-U, Bo, and then there's a Bo.
Oh.
I spelled it
B-O. That's how I spell my dog's name, Bo.
Oh.
Brady, Brody, Bruno, Brutus, Bubba, Buddy, Buster, Cash, Champ, Chance, Charlie, Chase, Chester, Chico, Coco, Cody, Cooper, Copper, Dexter, Diesel, Duke. You could almost put some music behind this, too, if you really wanted to. Elvis, Finn, Frankie, George, Gizmo, Gunner, Gus, Hank, Harley, Henry, Hunter, Jack, Jackson, Jake, Jasper, Jax, Joey, Kobe, Loki, Louie. I had a dog named Louie. Anybody hit on any dog names yet that they know? Well, ponies never had a dog.
All of the dogs you just mentioned, I've known people have dog names, yeah, except for maybe three of them that are similar. Right. When you call someone like Tom, like a dog named Tom, like you're like, "Hey Tom," like I'll be at the dog park, "Hey Tom," and I'm looking for a guy, and the dog comes running up, that kills me. And then Casey Duke's his dog, one of his dogs is named Steve. So Steve will come over.
Regular guy names or girl names for
your
dog. You've
always done that with your dogs, haven't you?
Right.
Go back through your dogs. Go backwards for your dogs. Well,
okay, I've got Beluga and Frankie.
Right.
Then, God, so many divorces.
I didn't mean to Poppy, make it hard.
Poppy.
Like Big Poppy.
Poppy. What was
you had the, an Oscar, didn't you?
You had an Oscar.
I had an Oscar. That was the other Great Pyrenees.
Right.
I had an Australian Shepherd.
Definitely had an Oscar.
I can't believe I blocked the Australian Shepherd's name. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. I have to call my daughter. I have to call my daughter right now.
This is before.
All right, hold on. Let me call my daughter.
Maybe Carla knows.
She
might remember.
She wasn't in the picture.
So, Oscar, I know you have Santos now, and you had dogs growing up, right?
I had Dante and Biscayne.
Dante's a good name, and you know, by the way, that the dog Oscar's Dante could also work on audio equipment, which was really really cool.
Oh my God, Dante's are awesome.
When I grew Dante's up, I had Pepper was a cocker spaniel, and then we also at the house had Cassie, who was a beautiful collie, and then a really ugly wolfhound mix named Mishkin, which is a Polish name meaning idiot.
Oh, Mishkin.
Hello? Hey, sweetie, how are you? We're doing our show right now. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, my love. How's everything going? Are you still hunkered down in the camp?
Yes, we are. Oh. Yeah, and it's nice, and the weather is really nice now. So
I had a mental block. Do you remember when I was you know, growing up during your tragic childhood that I was responsible for? The dog, the Australian Shepherd that we gave to your teacher. What was that? Yeah. What was that dog's name?
Tully.
Named after Irish whiskey, probably was a Tell, right?
I thought
there.
It was Louis Tully.
No, it was Tully. No, okay. It was Tully. Beautiful dog. Puked Tell in the car on the way home. And so during your childhood, we had the two dogs you remember most would be Oscar and Tully, right?
Yes, and Hamilton.
And Hamilton, which was the
standard poodle.
I'm getting Alzheimer's.
Why did you have to give away Tully to the teacher?
Oscar's asking a question right now. He's asking, why did we have to give away Tully to the teacher? That was really not on my watch. That was not on my watch, Oscar. I was out of the picture at that point. Living
just
the
divorced, you know.
I heard you gave Tully to the
guys
teacher.
Can hear you. I got to work it out so when I call somebody, they can hear everybody. That's the way that goes.
I heard the reason you gave Tully to the teacher was because she wanted her to get a higher grade.
All right, Oscar, Rob said the reason we gave Tully to the teacher was they wanted Tully to get a higher grade.
No, for her.
They wanted you kids to get a higher grade.
Yep, definitely. It was all a bribe.
No, yeah, that was, I remember Myra was the teacher. I remember her.
Yeah. I know why you remember her.
Really? At your young age, you still connect with that? She was a very attractive teacher.
Well,
the most attractive teacher they ever had during their formative years.
Yeah, most women named Myra are hot.
No, that's not true. But anyway, so everything's going well, my love?
Yes, everything's really nice.
And you're
still working, which is good.
Yeah, that's good. You can still still work from home. And you're in a state, Maryland, that I think has got their act together. Thank God you've got a good governor up there.
I completely agree.
Yeah, that's good. I think he's got a real good future. And Larry Hogan is to be commended. I think he's done a magnificent job up there. So anyway, Tully was the dog. Thank you. We're just going over dogs that we had. So Allie, and then there was Poppy that destroyed the house. And anyway.
Yep.
All right. Well, I love you. And
I love you too.
Yeah, give my best to the pretzel eater. Okay.
I will.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's her boyfriend. We had a Zoom meeting. He sat back on his on the couch and ate pretzels.
What grade were she?
Connor, you want to get engaged a little bit? Take the Utz pretzels out of your mouth for 5 seconds.
What grade was Elizabeth in when Miss Myra was in the picture?
Myra was a first grade teacher, and I remember Myra from Catherine 2 years earlier when we had our first parent teacher conference.
That Elizabeth picked up on how much she loved Myra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elizabeth's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
My daughter, very smart, understands what's going on. So you got Poppy. The first Pyrenees, then you've got Oscar, the other Pyrenees, then Hamilton, the standard poodle. Then I've had a boxer named Allie. I had a dog named Murphy back in the day, way back in the day.
That's a great dog name. Great dog name.
I think that dog went with the numero uno. That went away. But at one point, and we have to go to break, but I will just share this story with you. So at one point, Paul and Kathy, my sister and brother-in-law, who have been together over 40 years now. That deserves a round of applause. They are making up a will years ago to, if anything was to ever happen with them, they travel a lot, and speaking to their children. And they were saying, so would you like to be the custodian, your guardian to be so-and-so, so-and-so, or Uncle Mike? And one of the children, I don't know whether it was Jessica or my niece Jessica or my nephew Michael, said to them, Mom, he can't even keep a dog. That was the quote. And family loves that story. Remember that one, Carla? Pretty funny. Yeah, big time funny. We're going to take a break, and it's a happy day for me. Yeah. Dumb car purchases.
Hey, you
family members that don't want to be, under my care. Yeah, what?
You got a dog right now you've had for a long time. I think you've come a long way.
Yes, yes.
And Frankie, that kid could shut up.
Frankie, 11, soon to be 12. Actually, 11 this month, I think. Frankie was 11 this month. And we've got a, week and a half year old that's up somewhere in north of Tampa that will be joining our family as well. Because, hey, it's COVID. They said, you want a dog? Can we get a dog? Yeah, get a dog. I don't care.
Yeah.
Get a horse. I don't give a
Give me All right, a we'll stunted take a break dog. And,
yeah, a stunted dog. Really? This dog going to be like 7 weeks old and going,
can't open egg. Can't open egg.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Are you ready to unwind after a long week of camping out on the couch or slaying the dragon from the dining room? Relief is here. Fill your favorite wine glass to the rim and join us for a cocktail party. But just not any cocktail party. It's a Carla O'Meara cocktail party.
Hang on there. I thought this was a Mike O'Meara cocktail party.
Don't kid yourself. Carla's got a bigger glass. Anywho, it's this Friday at 7 p.m. That's 4 o'clock for the cool kids on the left coast. This one's for the O'Meara chicks, so get on the Facebook and laugh with us this Friday with a live taping of CMOS and the bonus show immediately afterwards. It's your passport to the Sassport. Oh, yeah, I went there.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, young lady, whoever you are. Let me just say that we will be here doing it again 7 p.m. this coming Friday. Rob, Oscar, and Mike just sitting there for 2.5 hours taking crap.
All right.
That's really what it is. And you have demonstrated to us that you love it. And Pony takes a little crap, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to be. What's the status of Mrs. Spiewak for this coming Friday?
She's in.
Yeah, she's digging it now.
Yes.
Has she gone over that initial, getting used to it part of the family thing now? She knows.
She's used to just, saying Saturday doesn't count. And then she's back on Sunday and ready to go.
Maybe I'm thinking in a perfect world, bringing you two together, perhaps?
Well, certainly for 80 minutes and an hour, yes.
We'll take
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
Two discreet hunks.
Brought to you by Liquid IV. It brings you together for once a week. Here's one of the things I love most about Liquid IV. They're on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. They're donating to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military, which is awesome. Dehydration occurs daily in 75% of all people, which leads to headaches, brain fog, muscle fatigue, dry skin, and more. To stay hydrated with water alone, you'd have to drink 8 full 8-ounce glasses of water a day. And if you're not a water person, lot of people don't dig it. That's tough. Thankfully, there's Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. One serving of Liquid IV provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. And proper hydration can boost your immunity. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS, and remember, nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco. And we thank you. Welcome back to the show. Which one of you did the visit to Mamo? Did you go see Mom and sit down with her?
I breached the perimeter. As my brother and sister are like, look, Mom, if you go in with your mask and you go in with your actual face shield and your gloves, and then what every good contractor in America should have, Mike, is the booties that go around your sneakers,
right,
or shoes. Then just sit in the living room with her while she sits in the kitchen, which is roughly 30 feet away, and just hang out with Mom. And we watched 3 episodes of The Crown as I, yelled through my mask.
Wonderful show, by the way.
And she yelled through her mask.
By the way, you know, there's a channel now, British TV, that I have, I think, on Netflix that's got British dramas. And it's like you can't, none of them are bad.
The quality.
Right? It's hard to find a bad one. Their standards are so much higher.
I mean,
than in this
Benny
country.
Hill is so good on that channel.
You're never ever full. Like, there's so many shows.
It's great.
So many shows.
Benny Hill's great in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, by the way. Can you tell?
He is. He's very good in that.
I watched it like 2 days ago. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, an unsung musical with Dick Van Dyke. Now, you gave a little, you don't like, right? Do you not like?
No. I think that it is, there's a problem that it always is under the shadow of Mary Poppins. Because it ain't Mary Poppins. It's an also ran to Mary Poppins. They tried to duplicate so many of the elements, but the music is very strong. The story is good. And I mean, when you were little, who didn't love that car? That car was the coolest thing in the world.
From being little, there's one scene in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, a couple of scenes.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was
a child's book for me. I remember it like third, fourth, fifth grade.
Do you know who
wrote
it?
That's when I seem to have Ian Fleming.
Yeah, James Bond's author wrote Chitty
James
Chitty
Bond
Bang Bang.
Author.
Is it like Herbie?
It's a magical car.
In a way,
yeah. It's like a magical car, and great casting for the movie. This is what I remember about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I've always thought this as an adult when I've watched it. And I've watched it now twice with my son. He loves it. And the kids that were cast as the two children in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang are actually cute children. They're not classic stage brats.
It's similar to the kids in The Reason Why We Like Stranger Things, because they're like real kids. A question for you about it, and I haven't watched it in a couple years, but the last time I saw it, I came away with this. The character of the child catcher is so horrifying. And I think that is a key element for a great kids movie. Movies like that, Wonka, The Wizard of Oz, they have genuine scary moments for kids.
A dog catcher, but a kid catcher? No.
Yes. He comes in. This is how he catches him, all right? First of all, he's got a giant nose.
Oh, he's hideous.
So, hello, children. Where are the children here? And he's got this lip that sticks out.
Yep.
Children.
Yeah. Almost surreal in how ugly they make him. It's
they make
weird.
Him so terrifying, and he's skinny, and he's nasty looking, and he catches them by sneaking into town and pretending that he's giving away
treats, sweet treats, lollipop. Yep. But he's not.
And he makes the kids run into his little child. And this town that they fly to, this imaginary town, is filled with only, what is it?
It's only Maryland.
Only Maryland.
It's only Maryland.
No town.
Where there are no children.
But
everybody's an adult.
There is one sports junkie.
There's one junkie, and that's how he gets the kids in the back, because he goes, cakes, I've got cakes.
And he does
cakes
have cakes.
For you.
All right, we're going to do the mailbag coming up. That was a short break. We have to come back. We have lots of your letters, and we will share them on the Tuesday program right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody. Thank you.
Whenever I see your
smile. Welcome to the TMOS International Airport. The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The red zone's always been for loading and unloading. There is no stopping in the white zone.
Don't tell me which zone's for stopping and which zone's for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start your white zone crap again. There's just no stopping in the white zone.
Why pretend? We both know what you're talking about. You want me to buy you a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
It's really the only sensible thing to do, if it's done properly, therapeutically. There's no danger involved. It really is the best show of the week.
The TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today and stop sucking.
Thank you, computers. Thank you, robots. This portion of the program brought to you by Noom. Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why Noom is for you. Because everyone is different, Noom adjusts to your lifestyle. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. I love it. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves Noom and Carla has loved it for a long time. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. All right, let's get to your letters, everybody.
It's all about you.
Not about us. About you. Oh, yes. Not about us. About you. There you are. Thank you very much. All right.
Larry.
To my podcast, first letter, to my podcast family. Even though my wife, Marlena, do they want me to read this like giant?
No, I think it's just a coincidence, but I do like the name.
All right. To my podcast family, even though my wife, Marlena, and I both celebrated our birthdays in April, I don't feel birthdays are that big of a deal. For a birthday, you just need to stay alive one more year. Well, have you looked outside lately?
Yeah.
How hard is that? But an anniversary, now that's something. We celebrated our 29th year together on May 4th. That's a very, yeah, I'll give some applause for that.
That's a
wonderful
lot.
Congratulations. So, if I may address my bride directly, darling, these 29 years have been filled with ups and downs, some successes, but mostly failures. And through it all, I could always count on you to be there beside me, bitching every second and pointing out my mistakes. But that doesn't matter as long as I have my dearest friend next to me, Johnny Walker.
This is a funny letter. This is a funny letter.
Please know that there is no one in this world that I'd rather be with. Well, maybe Charlize Theron or Jennifer Aniston. Oh, or that girl who played the daughter on Schitt's Creek. But other than them, that's it. No one other than you for the rest of my life, which cannot come soon enough.
Wow.
I love you forever from your unworthy husband, Mike Wilson, Antelope, California.
Antelope.
That is a great antelope.
Funny.
Yes. Yeah. Antelope,
funny,
California. Funny. I like that. Next letter, David Masenda would like a TMOS shout out to his 19-month-old daughter, Bridget, who started a tough 2-year medical journey this week. And another shout out to Bridget's godfather, Gerard Schmidt, who introduced David to TMOS in 2010. So to your daughter, salute.
Mm-hmm. Salute.
And good luck and God bless you with that journey coming up. We hope you come out on the other side of that and everything goes well. So next letter says, hey guys, I wanted to say thank you for everything you do. That thing you do. I also wanted to let you know, I just ordered my t-shirt yesterday, and I can't wait to get it into my grubby, sanitized hands. Right now, are we t-shirtless right now,
we
Oscar?
We are t-shirtless right now, Mike.
T-shirtless
working
right
on
now.
Working on our new t-shirt design as well. And Rob, if you don't mind raising your music or stop riding it, whatever you're doing, so we can
I haven't
hear.
Touched it, but I'll make it a little louder. Yeah, absolutely.
I also wanted to let you know that I just ordered my t-shirt yesterday. The fruitcake was amazing.
Yes.
Even without the puppies in it. Next time I'll order 2 puppies. I don't get it.
I don't
Rob.
Know. I don't either. I try.
I listen. Is you want a dog chopped up and put on the fruit?
Well, there's a note at the end of the letter. So
I listen every day at work. You always break the monotony of it. Stay safe. And thanks again, Don Mead, Spokane, Washington. Here's the editor's note. Fruitcakes never include puppies as an ingredient.
No.
Thank you. Mm.
That mysterious red stuff, Mike, those are cherries, not puppies.
Those are cherries. Hello, friends. Next letter. Is Mike still watching Killing Eve? His recommendation got me hooked, and I'm still watching it into season 3. I haven't heard him mention it for some time. Well, isn't it not? They don't have fresh episodes.
I think it just started.
Did season 3 just start?
I believe it just did, yeah.
All right, well, then I will be jumping on that because I love that show. So there, I'm mentioning it. Yeah, I'm still on board. Thank you, John Michael Wood. John Michael Wood.
There, I just mentioned it.
What a great name for a porn star, though. I'm sorry, that was not nice, but I'm saying starring John Michael Wood.
I think John Michael Wood knows.
Yeah, there you go. Next letter. I have to let Mike know about the pronunciation of Canberra as a TMOS featured series. City. My Australian wife laughed in my face the first time she heard me pronounce it just like you. It seems correct to our American ears, but in the same way the English and Australians say strawberry instead of strawberry, Canberra is kind of like the same. Canberra. All right. Now we know Canberra. Well, that's a shame that I only got this after the week's over. Canberra.
Canberra, Australia. There you are, mate.
All right, mate. Canberra. Let's get into Canberra, the capital city, B.
That should get you close to the proper pronunciation. Canberra or Canberra.
Canberra.
I'm sorry to go on, but I know Australians will cringe when hearing it the other way. Canberra. No, yeah. You're absolutely. Yeah. By the way, you have one of those. You
let
send me. You text me. You let me know anytime.
We got one of those early.
Name and address withheld. He was afraid.
Early in the mailbag, Mike, where it was like, hey, it's not Washington. It's Washington.
And it's not Nevada. It's Nevada.
Nevada.
Right.
That's a big one right there. And it's not FU County. It's Fauquier County. That was back in my days at Bay Country 103 FM. Found that out the hard way. Those pesky snow announcements.
Snow.
Yeah. What did he say? What did he say? Why did he giggle? Why did he giggle after he said that? Because he'd never had it before. Yeah. So, fuck your county. And I'm like...
That's when the hotline with the muted bell goes... In the studio. What are you doing?
Not as bad as when I pronounced Janie Fricky as Janie Frick. Like with the thing, it was the old English E. Jim Randall called up, boy, that's Fricky. You can't get these country names right. I'll come down there and put your headphones on and finish your shit for you. Hey. That's when I went home driving in my little Ford Fiesta going, radio people are really nice.
Yeah. Well, he was helping.
Anyway, so hello, next letter. My brother, a huge TMOS follower. From day one, has been trying to get me to listen forever. Well, I recently moved to the great state of Nevada. Not. Does that mean he didn't move or it's not the great state of Nevada?
She does not care for Nevada.
I finally started. I waited too long. You all have made the move less sucky and my quarantine walk sheer enjoyment. His birthday was May 1st, so please, a shout out to the best guy I know. It would make me forever grateful. We listen together on Fridays in our respective states and states of sobriety. Many, many mahalos, and please stay safe and sanitized. His name is Don Nosler.
DJ name.
By the way, if you're going to pronounce that name, listen, I'm not quite sure whether the purchase orders were down on the warehouse floor or where they got them up to human resources. Get Don Nosler on the phone. Get
Don Nosler?
Nosler. Yeah, Nosler. Don Nosler. Yeah, Don Nosler. Hi, Don Nosler. How you doing? I'm doing fine. Yes, sir.
He's in Sacramento. This is Linda Picadura.
She's so good.
Oh, Linda Picadura. She's such a good lady. She's a good fan of
Don Nosler.
And she's a nice lady.
Picadura Nosler. I think there was a morning show when I worked at an adult contemporary station.
Yeah.
Back in Erie, Pennsylvania. It was a lot of fun.
Very eerie.
I hold in my hand, I believe, is... we have one more. And then the final letter.
Right.
Damn, you Rob Spiewak, this
what?
Letter says. At the beginning of last Tuesday's show, you played Juice Newton's Queen of Hearts, and that sent me to YouTube. And down the rabbit hole I went. Juice gave way to her version of Sunshine, Go Away Today, which made me think of Gordon Lightfoot's Sundown. And five songs later, I am listening to Loggins and Messina, Danny's Song. Great song. I blame you, Rob. You killed my productivity. Have you no shame, Jeremy?
I have no shame. And the reason I played Juice Newton was the clip was Schitt's Creek about the daughter wanting juice because she was sick. So
Juice
I had
Newton.
To play Juice Newton. Yeah, of course.
Playing with the queen of hearts. I hold in my hand the last letter. Here we go. I work for a local school system, and most of my work can be done from home. A big shout out to our food service and security workers who are out there every day still getting lunches to students. And we don't mention it a lot. Those teachers that are doing that, there are volunteers and teachers that are providing kids that would not have food at that time of day. And in many cases, not at all during the day.
It is oftentimes the only meal they get.
Absolutely true. As a result, my daily car ride is non-existent, and my habit of listening to podcasts seems to have been interrupted. Today, I had to go into school to help distribute technology to students who still needed Chromebooks and Wi-Fi hotspots. By habit, I put on TMOS since I got in the car. Apparently, I am now 3 weeks behind on the show. I realized how much listening to you guys on my way to work, and more importantly, from work, provided me some downtime between work and home life. Today, on the way back from school, I did take the long way home. Take the long way home to get in some extra showtime. I have to figure out how to schedule in some time each day to listen to TMOS. Yes, you do. To get that mindful break, I want to thank you guys for keeping the show going and doing it in a safe, responsible way. Peter, P.S., if for some reason the past 3 weeks you have canceled the show, never mind. Thanks for at least trying. That's it. We have to get out of here. I appreciate that. Very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. All right, we've got a good news you may not need, including a foray into poetry.
Love it.
When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, gruyere, asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, pecorino romano, and buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiella, the queen of cheese, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Look forward to having her back at work.
Miss her, Maddie. Miss you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. Hey, quarantiners, are you bummed out that the biggest competition on TV right now is The Masked Singer? Oh, man.
Boo!
No sports, no problem, because you've got MyBookie. Games like blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. MyBookie will make you want to stay inside. And the coolest, MyBookie has live casino dealers. They're right there online. They're online, and they deal to you live. It's amazing. MyBookie has professional dealers at their tables, live on site, 24/7. Plus, MyBookie does esports, too. It's fantastic. I've signed up. I love it. You got to do it. We need this now more than ever. And you can trust an industry leader like MyBookie. They're reliable. They're upright. And here's the most important part. They pay fast when you win. And you do win. I've won on MyBookie. I don't talk about winning all the time, but I have won on MyBookie.
Winning.
I love it. Visit MyBookie.ag. Use promo code TMOS for a 150% bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus, all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. MyBookie.ag. You'll spin. You'll win. You'll get paid.
News.
News.
This is for older folks in the audience that might not remember this guy, you youngsters. Legendary Miami Dolphins coach Don Shula died yesterday at the age of 90. This was a coach, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Steakhouse.
My God. Had the chain of steakhouses. Cause of death hasn't been revealed. He was 90. No indication that he had the COVID, so that wasn't there. He won a record 347 games, including playoff games. He coached the Dolphins to the league's only undefeated season when they went 17-0 and won Super Bowl VII over the Redskins. Sorry about that, Redskins fans.
So sad, yeah.
The closest any other team came to matching that, was when the 2007 New England Patriots went 18-0 before being upset in Super Bowl 42 by the New York Giants.
You know, something I love is that he kept in touch with his players from that 72 season, and every year the team that looked like they might go all the way had their one loss, they always called each other and congratulated each other. And I thought that was so cool. That is, I mean, not just the first team to ever do it, but for this long to still be the only team What an amazing testament to coaching.
HOF 1997, that's Don Shula. After retirement, he's lent his name to a chain of steakhouses. Got him down here, Shula's Steakhouse, and a line of condiments. He appeared in Nutrisystem commercials.
I remember.
With his former quarterback, Dan Marino, and other NFL players. That is a legend. That is a legendary coach right there, Mr. Don Shula. Tina Fey will host Rise Up New York, a benefit for New Yorkers affected by coronavirus. It'll air live on May 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the lineup is pretty loaded. That's why we include it here for you. It will include Jimmy Fallon, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Robert De Niro. De Niro always does right?
He like probably shoehorns himself into all of
these. He puts him in. And they'll have like great performances.
And he'll be dynamic.
And he will come out and go, "This is a tough time for everybody."
Yes.
Yeah, you will.
I shouldn't have made the intern.
Bette Midler, Barbara Streisand, Jennifer Lopez, Jake Gyllenhaal, Spike Lee, Eli Manning.
Excellent. Mike, he's going to dance.
Not to mention New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Mariah Carey, Billy Joel, Bon Jovi, and Sting will all perform, which I think is fine. What's going on over there, Oscar?
I'm waving off my wife. She was trying to bring me something.
What does she want to bring you?
A snack in the middle of the show. I don't need a snack in the middle of the show.
Go ahead. Have a snack. Yeah. No. Go ahead. Give him a snack. What is that? Oh, that looks the
kind of bar.
I want these, Mike.
Yeah. Swiss rolls. Look at those. Swiss rolls. Yummy.
Actually, hey, Oscar, do me a favor. Will you do that thing where zoom out?
Oh, yeah. I'll zoom out. Hold on.
Mike, you got to see the way. When you see Oscar's tight shot, you see a tidy little studio, right?
Right.
But this is what I woke up to today.
What is all that stuff?
There's snacks, Cracker Jacks,
gloves,
soda,
tissues. That's
not a tissue. This is a mask, a homemade mask.
Three Dr. Peppers,
keys.
Cracker Jacks. Cracker Jack. Yummy. Yes. Oh, my God. It's a
You know
snack.
What? Oscar had a Cracker Jack before the show, and the prize in it was a COVID test kit. So he was able
to. Was a swab.
I'm so lucky.
Oh, my God. Shoved the popcorn way up his nose.
That's a nice little schwab there. Well, eat, enjoy. Peach, I'm doing the lifting here.
I'm
you just
to do
take
a show
a break.
Here. I'm trying to be respectful.
Hey, you don't have to be there. You know, it's the news. You don't pay attention.
That's right.
The idea of going to a concert, especially a rock concert. Hi again. Seems like a futuristic dream, but it's a lot easier to imagine if you had a special spacesuit to protect you from everything and everyone around you. Some company has designed a suit called a microshell, which is kind of like half spacesuit with its own ventilation system. It's airtight, but only covers your upper body, so you won't have any trouble hitting the restroom. It has a camera, speakers, and a wireless communication system, which will even allow you to mute the people around you. Apparently, the idea that the venues would own these suits, give the attendees the suits for the show, and sanitize them between uses. The company says they hope to have them ready by the time concerts start up again.
Well, first of all,
you
can absolutely rely on them being sanitary because concert venues are clean places. And also, Mike, all I can think of, it's like a reverse Wayne Newton concert where everyone except Wayne Newton is wearing a spacesuit.
He will be in the space. Wayne was in a spacesuit when I went to see him. All right, this is... I could give you the whole story, but I'm going
to
give you one sentence.
Try not to cough.
I'm going to give you one sentence of this story, and then I'm going to move on. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage will play Joe Exotic in an 8-episode scripted TV series. Thank you very much. That's it.
Come on.
That's all you need to know. You know that when they said you should cover your face with whatever you've got around the house?
Yes.
Well, there is an a-hole in Kentucky. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Santee, California. It was not Kentucky. A guy went grocery shopping in Santee, California on Saturday and had his face covered with a KKK hood.
No.
I saw the photo of the guy. He's wearing a camouflage t-shirt. And he's wearing...
He was wearing camo?
He was wearing camo.
That's
shocking, isn't it? That is kind of good. All right. You want to know why I was late today, guys?
Why?
I was late because this story. There is a 27-year-old guy named Mordecai Gruben. He is from Lakewood, New Jersey, and he went into a Walmart on Thursday and repeatedly mooned people around the store. He was also recording their reactions on his phone. Someone called the cops, and they arrested him for lewdness. There's no word on why he felt this was a good time for a mooning spree. But I hold in my hand a rather large poem that I wrote about.
We're ready.
Because I like
you have
the name.
Some verse?
I like the name Mordecai Gruben.
Sure.
It sounds like something really that John Lithgow would write a book about, okay? So here we go. I hope I don't screw up. I always screw up when I read my poems. But
no.
Let me give it a try here. This is the story of Mordecai, who by all accounts was a funny guy. But Mordecai Gruben got in big trouble when he went into Walmart and showed folks his bubble. He would lower his shorts and prepare to record with no rhyme or reason. I guess he was bored. But they caught him and arrested old Mordecai Gruben. For the time being, he's had his last Reuben. At 27 years, he seemed long in the tooth for pulling a stunt so completely uncouth. The police, they were stumped, his family in shock. But then Mordecai Gruben, he started to talk. Life has been hard, he said. Things have been nuts. I'm surprised there aren't more people showing their butts. I lost it. I'm guilty. I have no excuse. I'm a lunatic mooner who's been on the loose. And the truth is in the middle of my downward spiral. I thought I'd do something that would make me go viral. In my mind, they'd love all my Instagram hits. After all, he said, it's not like I showed him my tits. But our hero will now have to pay for his crimes, even though this occurred during these interesting times. The lesson is clear and should be academic. Don't show your ass, even in a pandemic. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I wasted my time all morning
Not
doing.
A waste. A thing of beauty.
Know. I can't help it. Mordecai Gruben. This is the story of Mordecai Gruben. Anyway, we have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Adya Ball. The Adya Ball for Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Ruth Langmore here. The first one to call me Curly Sue gets it right in the nuts.
Okay, Ruth.
There's a bonus show.
Ruthie.
Yeah. Buy it.
Ruthie.
There's Ruth. A shopping banner. Use it.
Shopping.
There's a happy hour on Fridays. Bring snacks. I like the French toast sticks.
Thanks. What's your name again?
Ruthie.
Hey, Ruthie. Give us a new one, Ruthie. I want new ones. All right? That's getting a little crisp. That's going to get the TNT's waiting for being under that one.
Striking a match. Striking a match.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Hello, I'm Bob Chandler, the general manager of WGAY-FM. Here at the Mike O'Mara Show, we asked you what you wanted, and we listened. You said you wanted to drink to ease the COVID-based stress in your life. And we said, let's drink together. You said the TMOS wives should join in. So we went from a boys club to a spouse house. And when you asked for a 7 p.m. start time, we said, okay. Then okay again. Turn it up a little bit. I like this music. And this week, for the third week in a row, the TMOS cocktail party starts at 7 p.m. Eastern on Friday, May 8th. Plus, a free live stream of the bonus show follows. Appointment listening, to be sure. And your live calls at 888-89-206-73. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. That's 888-892-06673.
Thank you, Bob.
And please keep in mind that there are nearly 500 other commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available for you for just pennies a day. Just a little copper. At MikeOMaraShow.com. It's your passport to the... Oh, I'm not going to say that.
Read the copy, Bob.
It's your passport to the Asport. Copyright 2020. The TMOS Bonus Show. We asked what you wanted, and we listened. Now, you listen, a-hole. Peace out. I'm Bob Chandler from WGAY. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob.
Perfectly
Spielberg.
Timed. And you know what?
All right.
Always a treat to play Mantovani on this show.
Mm. Oh, Mantovani. Yes.
Okay, I don't know if you guys saw this morning. It was all over the internet. It was trending, and it's hard to explain what it is, but I have to for the audio to make any sense. But I urge you, I certainly urge you to find the clip because the video is worth it. It's in Indonesia, and a monkey on a motorcycle zips up an alleyway, jumps off the motorcycle, tries to steal a baby, and then a
Wait, the monkey's riding the motorcycle?
Yeah, apparently, I did a little research. The monkey was part of a traveling street performing squad, and he's a monkey that's trained to ride a motorcycle, but he broke away from the show. And the monkey rode a motorcycle up an alleyway, jumped off the motorcycle, snatched a baby, and began to run with it. And then a man pointed and said, "Stop it," essentially. And the monkey dropped the baby, and the baby got up and walked back. No one was hurt. But this is the sound of the monkey on the motorcycle stealing a baby. It's short, but it's
Sounds like a joke. A monkey on a motorcycle steals a baby.
What's a monkey want a baby for?
Maybe the babies are small like a monkey.
Yeah.
So could maybe it thinks anyway, it's a fellow monkey.
Anyway, here we go. Monkey on a motorcycle.
Hey, Mas. Hey.
That's what it sounds like.
Can you
like?
Play that again, please?
Sounds I can't.
By chaos. The way, this was every day walking into the front desk at WAVA in Arlington, Virginia, and greeting Alan Goodman. Play it again, please. Here we go.
Hey, Mike.
But he was saying, Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Where's the money?
Will you see? Can you sell me this pencil?
Sell me this pencil.
When you
Where's the money, Laura? Where's the money? Where's the effing money?
The monkey is really good at riding the motorcycle because he gets right up to the baby, stops, and then hops off. It's not like a spin out. This video is on our Facebook page. The Michael Mara Facebook page, pinned to the top. Make sure you watch it. Or Google Indonesian monkey. Remember this from yesterday?
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
I knew it was a success because Shannon has never once asked me to send her a video link. Immediately following the show, Shannon wanted to see that little girl singing the song. Well, since we last spoke, star of the show How I Met Your Mother, Josh Radnor, released this.
Wonder what's inside your butthole.
My butthole.
Wonder what's inside your butthole.
My butthole.
Didn't take long.
Maybe there is astronauts.
No.
Maybe there is aliens.
Let's go out to a restaurant. Breathe the air. That's what Americans are loving. There we go. Yeah.
Mike, remember, maybe it's an astronaut. Maybe it's an alien. But well, I wonder what's inside your butthole.
She, the little girl said aliens, not aliens.
Yeah, it was very cute. It was very
cute. Aliens in your butthole.
So we all take the Amazon Prime. I know we have lots of streaming platforms, but this one might be a game changer, and I'm surprised they kept it under wraps for this long because it's coming out on May 25th. Mike, it's a new show. They just showed a promo for it yesterday. It's called Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
What?
Now, this is a courtroom show, like a Judge Judy, I guess is probably the gold standard.
But Gary Busey, pets to get out of line?
Well, he's according to the preview, they're all pet-related stories, but the one that they spotlight has to do with a man trying to bring snakes into a hotel room. And if you think that like they might have like cleaned Gary Busey up for this, no. They've just put a robe on him. And so, anyway, here's the preview, and I will keep you posted if there's more previews posted. Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
Well, he's got a great point there and a sign that says, no snakes allowed. That keeps them out. No dogs allowed. No locusts allowed. No munchkins allowed. None. Whatever you don't want in there in your hotel, put the sign up that says what's not allowed.
Mm-hmm. I understand, Your Honor, but I just want to point out that he never, until arriving at the hotel, said that he was going to be bringing snakes with him. And all those other pet owners stayed ahead of time.
So this was a surprise.
It was a surprise. And there was over 30 snakes in that box. It was a lot of snakes.
Surprise.
Sorry.
How does that feel?
Not great.
Pet Judge.
Okay. Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
So that's coming May 20th.
Gary Busey doing his own audio on that show?
Sounds like it, yeah.
I understand you're going to do that. If you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no,
hey.
So
but
far,
he
Mike.
He brought the snakes in. That's what I hear. Yeah, Buseyisms.
It's a run, Mike, of six episodes so far. But I imagine if it's
Good
a success, it could be like a Tiger King thing and move on. Everyone should be covering their faces. Everyone should be wearing a mask, especially this lady who went into a store and she cut a hole in the front of her mask and she's questioned about it.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from?
Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do that too. Thanks for the advice.
So she cut a hole in the front of her mask, Mike.
Mm.
That's the lady from Kentucky?
Yes.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, we're doomed. We're doomed. Get ready for it.
Doesn't
these
the Indonesian
your fellow
monkey,
Americans right now, Mike, make America great again.
I wish the Indonesian monkey would steal her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, here he
Send
comes.
Her away.
Hey.
There it is.
Hey. Fast. Hey.
Alan Goodman.
Katy Perry is not having a perfect time with her pregnancy.
I'm not complaining, but like, I can't drink because I'm pregnant. Very excited for the future when that can happen, which will be years probably.
So that's what she's missing. She's missing the alcohol.
She's honest.
Yeah,
she's not a lot of women. Yeah, she's not alone in that category. No. A lot of women feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there are you know, moms, you know, that. They miss it tremendously. It's like the first thing that happens.
Isn't there like
the baby
a glass of wine rule on this?
No, yeah, I think you might fudge it a little bit. You know, my mom had a couple.
Smoked and drank when I was.
Oh, my mom smoked, which is probably why my growth was stunted.
I think my mom probably drank actual martinis during her.
Mike, pregnancy. Watch out. Here comes the martini.
Wait, mask. Hey.
All right.
And we close with Conan O'Brien. You know, this COVID, everything's being canceled.
Did you hear this? The National Spelling Bee has been canceled. Yeah. So now the coronavirus is even affecting kids who never left the house.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Please be safe. Please.
Be safe. Don't forget, another cocktail party for you, 7 p.m. We do it because we love it as well.
Yes.
And our wives really are starting to love it, which is not good for us, but entertaining for you. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Maddie Masiello, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying we'll see you next time with a brand new show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Quiet. If you keep talking, I'll leave, and you can have it out with the rest of these people.
Don't be rude.
I think it's a disgrace, and I say that, and I say that. And that's something that Nazi Germany would have done and did do.
You will never make it. You know you're a fake. You know that. You are a rude, terrible person, and you should say thank you very much for good judgment. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Well, I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
You know it, and I know it, and they know it.
I say that you're a terrible reporter.
That's you rudely interrupted him.
It was unnecessary. It should have never happened. Then I see the disinfectant. It knocks it out. And is there a way we can do something like that?
Wait. I know who you are. Just wait.